This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the career exploration camps that are going to be held this summer at the Tech Center, and we are happy to have on the program Tina Livingston, who oversees the career exploration camps there. And Tina, it's good to have you on the program. Welcome.
Well, thank you for having us.
As well as we have Jake Graff, who is the assistant principal at the Tech Center. Jake, welcome.
Thank you very much.
When are the camps going to be held, Tina?
The first week of camps start on June 16th. The second week will be June 23rd. And the last week starts on July 7th.
Okay, very good. And these camps are for what age group, Jake?
So really, we go as young as about 6 years old all the way up to about 17-year-olds.
Oh, wow, that's quite a range. Yes.
So it is open for, I mean, we have 41 camp offerings, and kind of based on the instructors and where they have taught, what grade levels they have taught, they kind of narrow it down into anywhere from about 3 to 4 years of an age group. So anything from like 6 to 10-year-olds to 13 to 17-year-olds. We will not have 6-year-olds and 17-year-olds in the same camp.
Sure.
So it's about a 3 to 4 year kind of age window that we kind of gear them towards. Yeah, so as young as 6, as old as about 17 years.
Tina, I know these exploration camps have been held for a few years now. For those that maybe this is the first time that they're aware of it, what type of camps are we talking about? What type of topics do you cover?
Oh, we have so many different offerings. We have Lake Adventure Island is one we've had for several years, and it's around STEM events. Campers will be asked to think outside the box and bring their best engineering skills. Then out to CSF, we have Farm Animal Frenzy, where they'll learn all about animals, taking care of animals, interact with animals. Jake, we have
a canine camp that is with Officer Perry is the school resource officer at Adrian and is a police officer. So he brings his canines in and they really learn all about how a canine operates, the training that goes behind it to get the canine to that level. And then they just kind of really get to be with the dogs.
Yeah.
They go on a field trip to the police department, kind of see the inner workings of that. So it's very hands-on, very minds-on. Tons of educational value within it. And then we also really kind of gear it towards what we are doing at the Tech Center as well. So a lot of the engineering, the STEAM, the STEM are all kind of phrases people throw around quite loosely, but it's mainly just hands-on, being involved, digging in a little bit deeper into the educational field and kind of launching kind of students' career paths of what they may want to do when they eventually grow up.
Or just giving them the experience to give them some idea of what they may want to do, right, Jake?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So if, you know, we have several health-related camps. So if some people, you know, their parents are nurses or they're in the healthcare field and that's kind of what they are thinking or leaning towards, why not get them involved at an early age? You know, we put them in lab coats. We let them do experiments, dissections. So it's a really fun, great way to get kids involved, kind of to launch their career path.
And maybe just give them some sort of an idea, Tina, you know.
Yes.
Sometimes, you know, the kids sometimes they'll say, well, you know, when you ask, what would you like to do when you grow up? And they'll kind of shrug their shoulders. Well, this might be giving them that spark of an idea.
Oh, it does. It's so much fun. I mean, we deal mainly with juniors and seniors, and the little kids are a totally different experience. And some of them will try things and find out that maybe dissection is not for them. They
yeah.
might end up in the office with us for a little while. And then some of them try something totally new and just fall in love with it.
Yeah.
And these camps give those opportunities to the kids.
So what are we talking like a typical day? I know the camps are going to be, you know, different for each different topic that you have, but is there kind of a typical day for the camps, Tina?
Yeah, the students or the campers, as we call them, are dropped off. We prefer no earlier than 10 to 9. So their day starts at 9 and they go in, and it really just depends on the instructor. The things that we do know is, you know, they have a snack every day, and the instructor can choose to do that in the morning or the afternoon. We provide their lunch, and then they have, we say they can have as many recesses as they want, because this is camp, not school.
Yeah.
So if the kids are restless and need to be outside a little bit more on a nice day, that's perfectly fine. And then we dismiss the camps at 3 o'clock, and it's, I said, it really depends on the camp that they're in, because it's totally different for every experience. Wouldn't you agree, Jake,
mm-hmm.
that it's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, some are more computer-based, where they're mm-hmm. on their computers. Some are more, you know, we have a cardboard regatta where they are building a boat out of cardboard, and then they, on the last day, they get to test it in a pool to see if it floats with their team.
Yeah.
You know, we have a Kid CEO Academy, which is going to be more probably business mindset of where things are at. So every camp is very different. I would say we have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. You know, if you like video games, we have something for those kids that like video games. If you are into science and digging or looking for fossils, we have a dynamite camp, which is all surrounded about kind of paleontologist, archaeologist sort of thing. So there really is something for every kid. If you're in sports, we have a brand new kind of sports science camp that we are debuting this year.
Oh, that's nice. That's
so
great.
Yeah, it's really open to everyone.
And if you're into gross things, we have a camp called Grossology, which they make all sorts of really gross things, but the kids love it.
I bet. Yep. At that stage, you know, anything that's gross is better, right?
Right. Yep. Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So is this basically then the camps held right at the Tech Center, or where are they held at then, Jake?
So we have two locations. We have the Tech Center, where the bulk of our camps are located, and then we have our Center for Sustainable Future, which is located out on Tipton Highway. That is still part of our campus, just a different location where we do house a handful of camps out there as well.
So, I mean, really kind of nice to be able to have those two locations to be able to have these at, you know?
Yes, and we have a camp going on this year for the first time called Mindful Explorers. And they're even going to use CSF as part of their field trip opportunity to go out and get the kids outside and do some things out there. So it's nice that we have the different locations that we can utilize.
Absolutely. And then the thing is, you know, they're going to be having fun, Jake, but at the same time, there's a learning process that's happening too. But it's not in a, as you mentioned before, it's not a school setting.
No, no.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's very hands-on, very active. You are going to be up, moving, doing different experiments, having different experiences, being with friends, socializing with people that you really don't know.
Yeah.
So making new friends. It's just all around a great experience for kids.
And I understand from past years is that, you know, these really fill up quite fast, right?
Very fast. Usually within a half an hour, we will fill our 6 to 10-year-old slots.
No kidding.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
So when do you start registration then?
Well, we'll open it on April 22nd at 5 o'clock. And all registrations are online. And the system starts loading at 5. Mm-hmm. And like I said, within a half an hour, those younger camps are full.
Oh, wow. So it would be behoove parents to make sure that they get online right away, right, Jake?
Yeah, it's kind of like a concert ticket. If you are interested in getting the top artist concert ticket, you know what it's like.
Yeah.
You're waiting to be in the queue, and then all of a sudden it goes live. That's kind of our system.
Mm-hmm.
So at 5 o'clock, it'll go live. Be on there early. Get in there. Kind of refresh your screen. So it's kind of like the, like I said, the best concert ticket in town.
Yeah.
For camps, obviously, the reason why is the cost is very affordable at $60 a week per camp. That includes typically a field trip. That includes all meals, snacks, water bottle, a camp T-shirt. It's really great bang for your buck in these kind of days.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about $60 for an entire week.
Right.
And all the education plus, you know, it's like you're slipping in education but having fun at the same time, Tina.
And it is $85 for non-Lenawee County people that sign up for the camps.
Oh, okay.
There is a different price if you don't live in Lenawee County.
Sure.
But still, that is a great deal for what these campers get.
Absolutely. But, you know, for those that would be listening in the surrounding Lenawee County, like, you know, for those that might be in Dundee, Petersburg, or for that matter, you know, Pittsford and Saline, Manchester, if they would like to be able to come, they can.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they do, right?
They do. We already get people.
We have several families that, you know, carpool. You know, they'll drop off a load of their kids if they are coming from the summer field or anywhere like that.
Yeah.
They'll bring a group of kids and just kind of as parents rotate who's bringing them and picking them up. So it is fun to see, you know, those sort of connections happen throughout, you know, the camps. And kind of on the backside of things then, it's really cool to see kids that have been summer campers that are now coming to the tech center as students.
So
that's kind of where this all kind of originated, was continue to marketing our tech center programs through our camps to kind of set the seed for many of them to be like, hey, I want to come back here when I can as a junior or senior in high school. And every year that number keeps growing and growing. When we do our sophomore tours and when we actually get them there and do our surveys, we see so many of our students that had attended one of our summer camps now coming back as a student just because they had that exposure when they were 6, 7, 10, 12 years old.
Well, Jake, I always say that the tech center that we have here in Lenawee County is one of our biggest jewels that we have. But having that exposure, not only for the students or the campers, but also, you know, for those parents too, to realize exactly what you do offer there at the tech center, Jake.
And so often when we do, you know, our open houses or anything like that, we get tons of parents that come in and say, I never knew this place existed, or I never knew what you guys offered. And had I known that, or had my kids known that, they would have been here.
Yeah.
So it is, like you said, kind of Lenawee County's kind of hidden gem, if you will. You know, yeah, we service roughly 1,200 students, but there's also thousands more other students that don't get the opportunity to sometimes attend just because they don't know what we have and what we offer.
That's right.
We also do Parents Day on Friday of camps, where the parents can come in and see what the kids have done all week long. And that's also a good exposure, too, for the tech center to
Absolutely.
See everything that's available.
Absolutely. I just marvel at everything that the tech center does offer and is able to do. And this is one of them, to be able to offer such a neat experience for these young people to be able to get to have fun, but yet learning at the same time. We talked about the registration starts on April
22nd.
So what's the best way that they should do that then? How do they register?
It's all online and at the www.lisd.us/camps. And there will be a button they click on and it'll get them into the system and they can start. Now, prior to the 22nd, we do have an account set up out there right now. So if they've never participated in the camps, we highly recommend that they go out before the 22nd and set up an account, because that saves them time the night that the camps open.
Oh, sure.
So highly recommend that.
Okay. Yeah, because, I mean, it's like it's first come, first serve on these.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah. So, I mean, there are so many openings for each.
Yes, each camp. We have all of them, but one have 20 campers in each camp. We have one camp, the computer camp, that only has 15, but the rest are all 20.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. What a great experience. And this career exploration camps for the summer is just such a great idea. And it's been such a great thing to be able to have there at the Tech Center. So be able to make sure that you get online and get that account set up, like
you
said, Tina.
Yes, do that.
Yeah. And be able to have the kids be able to have something to do for a whole week.
Or 3 weeks. They can sign up all 3 weeks.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
So it's kind of very flexible. If they want to do 1 week, take a week off, come back after the 4th of July, take another camp. It's kind of whatever they want to do. And on the website, it has all of the course listings as well.
Okay.
So like we said, 41 camps offered over 3 weeks. So it's roughly anywhere from, you know, 10 to 13 camps a week that we are offering, just because we have projects going on as well and classroom renovations and whatnot. So tons of opportunities for, you know, the youth of Lenawee County to kind of continue their STEM, STEAM work, be creative, have fun, meet new friends, and enjoy.
Want to thank the both of you for being on the program. Thanks so much, Tina Livingston, who, as well as Jay Graff with the Tech Center. Thank you so much in talking about the Career Exploration Camps this summer.
Great. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.